This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps.
They're the only ones in there. It seems obvious, but we violate it pretty much constantly. To some people, their basic definition of parenting violates it, but that doesn't mean that the underlying fact isn't true. Dr. Becky, just read Good Inside already if you haven't. Seriously, I keep recommending it for a reason. But anyways, she says that she tries to repeat this to her kids as often as possible. You're the only one in your body, so only you know what you like. She probably repeats it as much for her benefit as theirs, because of course they know what they like. The problem is that we tend to assume that we know better. And how could that be true? We're not inside them. We're not the same as them, as much as they sometimes seem like us. The reason we have to remember that they're the ones inside their body is that it comes down to consent. Do we really need to force them to wear this shirt over that shirt? Do we need to convince them that they like this food or that one? Do we need to tell them what their major should be, that actually they'd be happier if they pursued accounting over English? By doing these things, we might be winning the argument, but we're damaging their ability to understand themselves, to understand their autonomy, and also making them, ironically, susceptible to other people or influences, forcing them to do things that we wouldn't want them to do. Obviously, there are things, especially early on, where we have to make choices contrary to theirs, such as matters pertaining to sleep or bathing or health. But so many of the other fights and arguments we get into with our kids have much lower stakes. As we've said before, knowing better is a corrosive thing because it becomes less true over time and it's hard to turn off once you've internalized the assumption. It's worth remembering then that they're the only ones in their body, so only they would truly know what they like and what the right call is in some scenarios. It's important that we know this. It's more important that they know this. I've got this little picture of me taped here next to my desk. I'm, 10, 11 years old, sitting at a computer. My therapist suggested I put it there as a reminder of my inner child. Think about who I was at that age, what I needed at that age, maybe where my parents fell short, the ways that I'm still in some ways stuck as that child, and how I can inner parent and help that kid. That's what they call inner child work. And it's something you can do in therapy, and it's been so helpful for me. It's opened my eyes in many ways. I'm healing myself, but I'm also helping to not wound my children in the same way. And that's where today's sponsor, BetterHelp, comes in. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a registered therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. All of us parents are short on time, and BetterHelp helps you see a therapist faster. You don't have to get in the car and drive somewhere. It's a great service. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dailydad today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/dailydad. Hey, you're listening to the Daily Dad Podcast, one meditation a day inspired to help you do your most important job, which is be a great father. These are meditations inspired by ancient wisdom, psychological research, and just great strategies from normal dads just like you. Thanks for listening.